to each other about how the coming people would steal, how they loved the sound of grinding teeth in place of real music, how the girl ones were greedy and lustful and felt no pain but made endless noise, and how small ones could trick you looking like children, but their skin was mercury and they could not be shot dead, so do not fall for it. They wrote their letters on glass and plastic and metal. They said, "They are coming, and they will paint everything black." So they had no words for the moon people when they did come. And the moon people could not be captured. Camera lenses looking on them turned to salt and cast white trails across the eyelids of the looker. And the moon people were dressed in every color. They wore saffron yellow and cool cigarette green and Georgia clay red. And they wore violet. They wore violet. And they were loud. As their hands worked, hammering the iron of the jail cell doors into lovely wrought curls and bicycle chains, smashing the fare boxes at the train stations into wind chimes and bowing low to the passengers as they entered, some sashaying through the turnstile, some dropping it low as they went underneath, they sang. The moon people had been listening all this time, and they knew all about Sam Cooke and Aretha Franklin and Mahalia Jackson and Marvin Gaye and Missy Elliott, and they sang while they smashed a bottle on the squad cars, a Hennessy bottle or a Coke or a pressed kale juice, whatever was near enough to say, "This here is christened a new thing." And they drove them down my street and your street and your street, the tires painted to look like vinyl 45. And the children tied yarn and ribbons to the windshield wipers, and the moon people turned them on high so that as they drove, the colors waved in the sunlight, which was now streaming so clearly. Onto the porch, where I sat, rubbing the rusting chain of the swing and thinking of grass. When the boy down the street, who in smaller days I walked to school when his mother worked early, who loved lime popsicles the best, who danced his way from his own porch to the basketball court in the afternoon, who the police had recently declared a man, stopping him mid-two-step to ask questions he could not answer, because the query beneath them was, "Why are you alive?" And none of us can say. The boy, he came to me and walked up the steps where the paint is peeling and knelt at my side, and I did not look him in the eye. Instead, I watched a firefly, the first of the summer, land on his left shoulder, and I thought, "Here are two glowing ones." But he did not notice, only held my hand and told me, "We are free now." And I could not believe I had lived to see it. The promised light descended to us at last. The first time, a retelling. I was 6 years old. I know I must have been six because I was on a two-wheeler bike by myself, and my dad gave it to me for my sixth birthday. We lived on Fletcher. I was riding the bike up and down the block. I was allowed to go from one corner to the other by myself because that way my mom or anyone could see me if they just looked for me. The old white lady came down the block from time to time, and sometimes she was nice, and sometimes she was mean. She had short brown hair and small eyes. She always wore a heavy coat. This time she screamed at me, "You little nigger, you almost hit me with that bike. Go back to your nigger Jesse Jackson neighborhood." I told my mom, and she told me the flying bike should only be for weekends, but okay, I could use it just this once. I ran back out, and the lady was still there. I flew up on my bike and started going around her in small, tight circles until she got very dizzy trying to watch me. Just as she was falling over, I scooped her up with my giant net and I flew her to the lake. I was going to drop her in the water, but I felt bad, so I left her on a rock and went home and had a paleta. The device. It wasn't like a George Washington Carver kind of thing, where one brilliant Negro with a soldering iron made some magic and poof, a miraculous machine. It was an open source kind of situation. Thousands of high school science fair whiz kids, this and that engineering club and this and that technical college, the one black person at a bunch of Silicon Valley startups getting together with a bunch of other one black persons over craft beer and coding late into the night, even some government folks working